Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now, Lexus presents A Short Holiday Tale. Angela drove her Lexus GX over the snowy hill, surprised to discover a man with a broken sled and three Siberian Huskies. How she found them was anyone's guess. Was it her keen intuition, or did her co-pilot Clark actually guide the way? Enjoy the magic of the season at the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Now through January 2nd, click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Samantha, you know how I'm always trying to figure out how to get rid of my goddamn muffin top?
Well, Lisa, you talk about it a lot.
I figured it out. I finally figured it out. Takes me way, way, way back. Makes me think I might be a little bit of a genius. Why nobody's thought about this. Skipping. I'm going to skip it off.
You're going to get a jump rope and you're going to jump.
I'm going to get a jump rope and I'm going to jump. I know that sounds ridiculous, but when I was like 9 and 10, I did jump rope for heart. I jump rope. I jumped rope. And I was a good jump roper. I want to jump rope. It's not even going to feel like exercise, right? What is it? One hop?
Okay. So
big deal, one hop.
I'm just going to remember, for us both, the summer that you tried.
That game was different.
To do the single skip thing.
Yeah, but that's different. That was at my ankle.
You cheated it. You cheated. You cheated. So I can only imagine that even though you had the best intentions.
Always.
To skip rope so that you can lose your middle, your little middle gut thing.
Yes, right?
You're still going to cheat. You're still going to cheat and then get upset when you don't lose.
But here's the thing. I don't think you can cheat in skipping.
I think if there's a will, there's a way with you. So,
Samantha.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. Actually, you know what I want to say? I want to say Feliz Navidad.
Oh, stop.
I'm looking for the spirit. That's the thing, right? Is I'm trying to find my spirit. So I feel if I do like catchphrases like, hey, up on the housetop, reindeer paws, it'll get me in the spirit, right? Because this is what I think, Samantha. I think that we are, our personalities, I think, are defined by the Christmas music we listen to in our youth. And you and I are very different. You're more of a rocking around the Christmas tree type of gal.
I grew up with lots of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm a little more like grandma got run over by a reindeer. Right? You know, and I think that's the difference between me and you. I think, right?
I like a little Brenda Lee. There's nothing wrong with a little Dolly Parton thrown in.
Right? You probably like a little chestnuts roasting on the open fire.
Oh, but you know, we actually grew up with Boney M. I really enjoyed Boney M. as a child.
See, I did not, right? I grew up with Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. And it feels like a very like oompa-pa, right? Like it should be like, right? Like I picture those wise men having like an accordion or something attached with them, right?
Okay, but how does that make us different? I have as much spirit as you do. In fact, I feel like I have more spirit than you do this year.
I think I've been watching
the Christmas show since October.
I feel you have leftover spirit. I think you have residual spirit.
I don't think
you have 2022 spirit.
I have twinkle lights around my TV right now.
What?
Are you decorated?
Oh, that's the problem is I have to go to the lot.
Please.
Samantha.
Bitch, please.
Listen, I have to go to the lost and found and see if I can find my spirit because I've lost it. And I don't know where it is. In my heart, I have spirit, but I'm not showing it outwardly.
What does that look like?
It means I'm not saying happy holiday.
Oh.
I'm not doing, Melakaliki Maka. Yeah, with my little, right? I'm not Melakalika Mucking. I'm not silver belling. I feel I'm not doing these things, right?
Are you not season greeting?
I'm not season greeting.
Oh,
I'm not
dear.
Season greeting, right? Aww. I'm not doing these things. These are the things that I feel I'm not doing.
Why are you lacking in spirit?
I don't know, because I have like so much spirit for life. So I don't know why I don't think that it's a permanent lack. I just misplaced it. I don't know where I put it last year. I packed it away with the decorations. Maybe when I open that box up this weekend, there it'll be. I don't know.
Maybe it could
maybe
be.
Maybe that's friends of the podcast. When do you get your Christmas spirit? Like, I get we have bits of it all year, but when do you get your Christmas? Like, when do you get your true Christmas spirit? When do you appreciate the hustle and the bustle?
I actually got mine sooner than you, I think.
I think you did.
I think you did.
Right? I think I'm like, meh. Like, I'm happy and I'm like wanting everybody to have a great Christmas, but I'm just like, I think I have to go to the lost and found department and see if they found my spirit. I think it's gone missing.
Well, hopefully you do, Lisa, because that would be sad. Because you know what? To be honest, my mom is struggling with the holiday spirit.
She lost her spirit?
Well, you know what? Okay, so
last week you said she had her spirit.
No, I think she had like it this. And then she lost it again. But she's trying. She's trying. She's trying. I was over there the other day. They have their tree up. It is not decorated.
So partial spirit.
Yes, but unfortunately, that happens a lot in my mother's world. That she will drag the Christmas tree out, set it up, light it up, and then look at it for a little bit.
So here's my question then. Is that more spirit than me? Because I haven't gotten my stuff out. I feel she has a little more than me.
Well, I think she's trying. She's obviously doing more than you. So you're, slacking off.
I'm spiritless right now.
You are spiritless.
Spiritless.
Well, at least she's playing Christmas music, so.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm not even doing that. And I'm sure, the problem with your mom, if she's losing her spirit, is that's going to delay the baking, and that's not acceptable. Get on it, Sam.
You know what? You know what's really funny is that you think you can tell my mother when to bake.
I don't think I can tell her when to bake, but last week you told the world that she was starting to bake early, and she was doing a secret bake.
Well, and then my mother decided that she needed to slow down.
She had too much spirit. She was afraid that she was like outspiriting people or something.
I think she was afraid of it. Yes.
That's fine. I'll get my spirit because in 2 weeks I have my baking championship and then my spirit will be in full bloom.
Oh, good God.
Right? When I got right? So maybe that's it. Maybe I'm like, maybe my spirit's just delayed a pinch. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That could be it.
Could be that. It could be that. Right? What are you thinking about this weather that we're having?
Well, when did it become spring in the middle of November?
Now it's spring, right? Now it's April. Right? We've jumped over. We had we had no fall. We went from summer to winter. Barely a fall. And now we had 2 weeks of winter and now we're in April. We're in spring.
It's gonna be +5 by Friday.
That is Lisa putting the puffy coat away for a few days, bringing out the fall coat. That's what that tells me. I'll tell you that right now. It's so sloppy though, right?
Oh God. Yeah. It's gross outside.
And then I get a little bit of rage over that slop.
Why?
When I see it like in the buildings and stuff and in the stores, I'm like, right?
You can't control that.
I know that, but I still get a little bit of like sloppy rage.
Okay.
That's what I do. That's what I get.
Sloppy weather rage.
Sloppy weather rage. Nobody else gets sloppy weather rage?
I'm not sure quite to the extent that you do.
Yeah, I feel it, right? I feel it.
Okay. All right.
So the other day I'm watching TV. Uh-huh. My favorite pastime. Commercial comes on for the Dunkin' Donuts. Sometimes, not very often do I wish that we had the stuff that's in the States other than the McRib, of course. But sometimes I do wish that we had a Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Oh, yes.
They have invented, Samantha, what I feel is the best new breakfast item of our generation. That's big. Hey, that's big, isn't
it? It's big.
It's really big. May I share?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. But remember, keep in mind, we don't have it here, right? It's be something maybe for your boyfriend to go out and try and find for us. This, I want to see how it tastes, okay? Apparently, so you take a fried egg, some bacon, and it's wrapped inside a pancake. So a pancake, kind of like almost like you would do like a taco, right? Uh-huh. The pancake becomes the shell.
Yes.
Egg and bacon in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And you dip it in the syrup. Ho, 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 ho.
And that does in no way would make me eat that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
I am going to recreate that. Friends in America, I need to know if we've tried this.
You know what? This sounds familiar, and I have a feeling that maybe John has already tried this.
You think already? Like, since it's just come out?
Potentially, yes. He'll let me know.
I believe he's our man, right?
Yeah.
First to the Dunkin' to try the new menu items.
Yes. Well, right? You know, he is eating a McRib a day just for you.
And I appreciate that so much, right? You know?
I don't like anything about that.
Oh, I do. The only thing I think that would make it better, I love the idea of the pancake being like kind of like the little like the little holder, right? The bun. And the dip in the syrup makes me a little nervous, right? Because, you know, that gets a little sloppy and that gets a little much. But they should do what the McDonald's does and just infuse syrup into that pancake.
Is that the McGriddle?
No, but it's not like a McGriddle. It's like a burrito. It's like a taco.
No. But you're talking about the McGriddle sandwich that they used to make.
Yeah, right. If you make that. But it's not it. But it's a this is a fluffy pancake.
I don't care. Ugh.
This is a fluffy looking pancake, Samantha.
You know, on a good day, I'm not eating a pancake.
Oh, I just want to go for breakfast. That's what I want. I want breakfast back in my life.
All right.
That's what I want. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I want.
All right. Let's get John to tell us all about it.
I want to hear all about it. I want to post.
Oh, God. He will.
I know. That one I'm fine with, right?
Okay. All right.
I need to know if it's as good as I think it is.
Uh-huh. But yeah. I have a little secret to tell people.
Okay. What?
Okay. Friends of the podcast, just between you and me, Lisa, don't listen.
Okay. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Lisa has a tell. When she doesn't care. Yes, you have a tell when you don't care about the conversation.
Oh, come on. That is not
yes,
true.
You did it last Friday. You little shit.
I don't think I know what my tell is.
Yes, you were doing and you're like, When you don't care about something, you're like, and then if you don't think it's funny, you're like, you do like a really weird fake laugh, and I'm not even sure if you understand how ridiculous you sound.
I don't even know about this. Are you sure this is yes. my tell?
Yes, this is you. This is your tell.
Really?
And I'm just staring at you, and I'm like, this is too many years of me watching the same shit.
and I'm that bad?
Yes. And usually when you're doing it to me, I just stop talking and wait for you to realize that I've stopped talking.
Oh.
But you do it to other people as well.
Do I?
For sure you do.
Wow. I sound horrible.
You don't. You're not. You're just bored with the conversation.
Oh, because I'm sorry.
Because yeah, you're not.
Not really.
No, it's also the inflection in your voice when you're talking as well.
Oh, does that change too?
Yes, because it's not sincere.
I struggle with that, right? I always have struggled a little bit with that.
You've always struggled.
That's my area of opportunity. Uh-huh. I care about every conversation that I have with people, every conversation.
Okay.
Some could be shorter. Some could be a little more interesting. But I still care.
It doesn't make you a bad person, Lisa. It just makes you normal.
Makes me normal, right? But I didn't even know I had a tell.
Yes, you do.
Interesting, yes. Samantha. Okay, uh-huh. Now that you've just called me on the carpet.
Yes, but also, people, when we went out last Friday, Lisa recognized that 3 glasses of good wine.
Oh, different.
Different than 3 glasses of Hudson wine.
Of shitty wine. It's too much. Right? It was too much, too much, too much, too much.
The exactly. Good stuff really packs a punch.
Ooh, I tell you, it's worth the dollar. It's worth the dollar. That's so funny. That's kind of, yeah.
Sorry. Right?
That's okay. That's okay, Samantha. Okay, here's my thing. So today where I'm at work and I'm talking with my boss and my boss boss. And I was telling them, I was doing the Jenny thing, right? Like, hey, do you know Jenny's number? They're
Did
younger
they get
than
it?
They're young. They're no. younger than me, right? But old enough to know who the hell Jenny is.
No, so, I don't think so.
So my boss knew who Jenny was. Couldn't recall the number though, but knew what I was talking about. So she could at least be in the conversation. My boss, not even in the conversation. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And so of course I'm sharing something really funny from the TikTok. It's just burning, right? I'm just crashing and burning. It's only funny when people know who Jenny is, right?
Yes.
It's only a funny thing. It's only a funny story if people know Jenny, know that she has 2 names and know what yes. her phone number is. Other than that, yep. it's not funny. I learned that today. It's just not a funny thing.
It's just not a funny,
funny conversation. But they yep. brought up an interesting point.
Uh-huh.
The point is, they think it's odd that in today's day, nobody knows phone numbers anymore.
I know my mother's phone number.
You know her cell phone number?
No, I only know the home number.
You know her home phone number, which used to be yours.
I know the home phone number.
Doesn't count. We're talking cell phone numbers here. That's what we're talking, right? That's what we're talking.
Nope. If I don't have my phone, I'm screwed.
And that's the interesting thing, right? And so that's what they were saying, right? They were saying that they, right, different ways that they've learned their kids' cell phone numbers through different ways of memorization and things like that. But they've really had to go to great lengths to figure it out. And I thought about it. And I'm like, that's right. I don't know your number. Don't know the HHG's number. Something happened to me in an emergency. Next of kin. Yeah, good luck. Couldn't tell you his number either. Right? Like, that's really bizarre that we don't know. Yet when we grew up in the 80s, you yeah. knew 25 of your best friends' phone numbers.
Oh, for sure you did.
I could still tell you probably 10 of their phone numbers.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
I could still do that. I feel there's some numbers I could still do.
No, I don't think so.
So why
Maybe my grandma's.
Yeah. Like, why is it that why is it that we don't retain these numbers anymore?
Because we don't have to. So right. we've given up the ability to retain numbers because right. we now have a device that does it for us.
Right.
And that frees up our brain to do what?
Yeah. Like what? Yeah. Like, so that's a good question. So what space has our brain now? Like, okay, we need to free this up. We're going to give you more brain, more brain power.
I know. But. I know. All the weird shit on TikTok that we're remembering. That's what it freed up space
that's
for.
That's the new thing, right? Is all the weird shit on TikTok, right? Here comes the TikTok. Okay, let's give everybody the power to not know numbers. They need to have a little more space, right?
Yeah, all the social media is and all the weird trends and all the songs yeah, and all right? the moves, the dances. We've made space for that by losing the ability to like remember a phone number.
Like, I guarantee you, I have watched at least 50, and I'm being, that's low, 50 people on the TikTok over the course of the weekend do the Taylor Swift pretending I'm getting married, and they're filming their kid instead of the kid. They tell their kid, okay, film mommy while she dances around and does I'll be the prince and pulled out a wedding ring. That song, right? Love story.
Oh my God, seriously.
Right? So you give the phone to your kid. And uh-huh. the kid thinks that they're recording you dancing around and being uh-huh. all silly, but they're not. They're actually recording the kid is actually recording their expression.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm watching them and their expressions are so priceless. I got tears. I'm crying in some because I'm like, oh, that's so cute. He's so funny. Because these kids have no clue that they're filming themselves. So it's a great parent moment. And apparently, even though I'm not a parent, I'm feeling for every parent that's loving little Billy's facial expressions as he thinks his mom is so cute and fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. That's what the TikTok does. Right.
The fact that you retained all of that information and mm-hmm. you don't know my cell phone number.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's things like that are bizarre.
The useless shit that we remember.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think we need to go back to the time and place where we remember phone numbers. I should know your phone number. Say something happens. Say I get a flat tire near your house. Not that I know where that would be anything like that. So it could just be a random call from anywhere in the city saying, hey, Sam, I think I'm a few blocks from you. I have a flat tire. Can you help me? Yeah. I wouldn't even know, right?
No.
If I didn't, I wouldn't even know how to phone.
How are you making a phone call? There's no phone booths anywhere.
Yeah, right? And I don't have my cell phone with me. I left it at home.
What now am I you're doing? Screwed.
Now I'm just freezing to death. I can't call a tow truck. What am I doing? I'm dying in Saskatoon because I couldn't be bothered to memorize 3 or 4 phone numbers.
Oh, my God.
Right? No wonder 911 hates their life. Right? Right? Because how many people are phoning saying, oh, hi, sorry, I left my phone at home, but I have a flat tire. Can you phone somebody for me, right?
Can you phone a tow truck?
Can you phone me a tow truck? Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
Okay, right? So I am going to ask a question and I need your honest answer.
Okay.
Who won the Grey Cup?
Toronto won the Grey Cup. It was a great game, actually. It was a really good game. Especially the last 5 minutes. Yeah, for sure. It was a really good game. Winnipeg should have won. They were expected to win. Toronto played the better game. I know you didn't watch it, right?
No, I did not.
No. No. The true Canadian that you are.
Yes. You know what I did watch, though?
What?
I watched the train wreck of the halftime show.
What the fuck was that?
That was the worst halftime show I've ever seen in my life.
First off, who was that? Second off, what was that? And third off, why was that? That's the best that we could come up with. Was that?
It truly, truly was. It truly was.
I get that people probably knew the guy from the Florida Georgia Line song.
Yeah.
Right? We knew that one. Other than that, and that's just one song that we knew. Other than that, you and I could have sang at the halftime show karaoke and it would have been just the same. I'm like, this is the best that Canada had to offer. Out of all of Canada, these were the only people available to do the Grey Cup. Wow.
Because my dad was watching a little bit of it, right? Yeah. And then we just stopped watching it. But then we flipped to the halftime show and I'm just watching it and I'm like, this is so boring.
So bad. Nobody was involved. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Right? And to be honest, it was the music. I don't know if I would have done country. I think rock probably would have been a bit better.
Or if you're going to do country, it needs to be like top-notch country.
Well, it needs to be somebody recognized.
Like Luke Bryan needs to come to town or something, right?
Oh, my God.
Or Tim McGraw.
There could have been a multitude of different Canadian bands that could have done a better job.
Like a few years ago when we went to the Grey Cup in Ottawa, Shania Twain played.
Yeah.
We went from Shania Twain to, I think these guys had a gig at the bar on the corner and were free. Right? So weird.
Yeah.
Right? So weird. Like, dust Anne Murray off and bring her back.
Oh, good God, no.
Right? Well, at least people would have sang her songs and known it. That's the thing. That's what I said to Mike. I said, the whole point of the halftime show is all people care. I don't care who the band is, but I want to know the song so I can sing to it if I'm there. Right? And there was no singing.
They could have brought Nickel back, for heaven's sake.
They could have brought Nickel back.
I mean, everybody says they hate them, but you turn on a Nickelback song and people you know are their belting songs. That shit.
At least you know their songs.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all, Samantha.
But I just wanted to know who won because
Toronto. Toronto. It was a good game. Thanks for being a good fan. Right? You do your country proud.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, but here's something new. And I have a huge announcement.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know, probably 10, maybe 15 years ago. I went into retirement, right? I was a farmer and I retired. I stopped farming, right? I put the plows away. I let the crops wither.
It's not the same thing when it's an app, Lisa.
I didn't care about the chickens anymore.
No,
I didn't build any more pretty fences. I didn't build more homes. I just didn't care, right? Uh-huh. I went into retirement. It had become too much work. I hear you, farmers. It was too much work. Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, Samantha, that I think I'm coming out of retirement because I keep seeing ads for Farmville 3. And I'm going to become a farmer again. I'm going to take up farming.
Fantastic.
I'm going to go back to farming. Right? I'm going to grow like my eggplants and my corn.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some sunflowers.
Don't you get dinged when you don't pay attention to it?
Yeah, they wither up, right? And they die. So you got to be on your game.
Oh my God. Weren't you spending money on this before?
Yeah. Yeah. Me and the rest of the world, right? You'd stop back then, you stop at the 7-Eleven and you buy your Google Play card.
Yeah.
Right? Your Farmville Play card.
Oh,
right. So you could
gosh.
so you could have tokens. So instead of having to beg all your friends on Facebook to please help me plow my field, right? I could just buy that.
You're buying your field.
Was buying my fields, right? Because all of a sudden, right, your turnips are starting to wither and you're getting all these messages saying that they're withering. Well, you got to jump into action. You got to save your farm.
Oh,
you've already
God.
Invested all that money.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to do Farmville 3.
Yes. And you're going to
be a farmer.
You're going to be a farmer. And
me and the farmer.
And you alone will keep that Farmville 3 app alive.
I feel Candy Crush is no longer. It's all about the Farmville. If you can play Farmville on your phone, that's the way. That's the new way. That's the new pastime.
Oh, my God.
Watch out, TikTok.
And this is what you forgot phone numbers for.
Yes,
to make
Farmville.
Room for Farmville.
Absolutely. Totally all over that. Right?
Got it.
I'll do the Christmas meal. I'll have the harvest ready.
Oh my God.
Well, give me a bit of time. That might be a little bit too like pencil me in for Easter, maybe.
Okay.
I'll bring the fruit. I'll bring the veggies.
Yes. Okay.
No more lettuce shortage on my farm. I'm gonna grow so much lettuce to just make everybody happy. You get a salad, you get a salad, you get a salad. That's what I'm going to do.
You do realize that it's fake, right?
Well, it used to feel pretty darn pressure filled and real back in the day.
Yes, I remember.
Right?
I remember.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Okay. So I have another question.
Okay. Look at you all questiony today.
Well, is the American Thanksgiving a bigger deal to Canadians than our own Thanksgiving?
Is it the Thanksgiving or is it the Black Friday after Thanksgiving?
Is it all of it?
They make it such a big event.
In October, we have our Thanksgiving and we don't even have a parade.
Like they pardon a turkey.
They pardon
a turkey, right? I don't know
why they pardon a turkey. It's a very odd tradition that I think.
Because they still kill the turkey, don't they?
No, I think they pardon it. It gets to live.
Oh, so he's the one on the chopping block and then he's like, pardon.
Yes. And then he gets taken off the chopping block.
Nice. Lucky guy. Lucky guy.
Yeah, lucky
how do
guy.
I wonder how they pick him? Wonder what the criteria is to
pick a turkey to get off the chopping block?
To get off the chopping block. I don't know. Like, I think that America's always made it such a big deal.
True.
Right? I don't like for me personally, I like where ours, excuse me. Still got a little bit of that cough, eh? Go figure. I like where ours falls better than America. I like to
you
have
like
that
ours?
Month. Yeah, I like to have that month, that extra month before I have turkey again.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like I feel that they're very jam-packed.
It is very like Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas.
Yeah, right?
Done, done, and done.
But I think that, but Canada's kind of adopted their Black Friday. I think it's funny, right? We do all the Black Friday stuff, yet we're still open. It's not a holiday for us.
No, it's not a holiday.
Right? It's just a sale.
I don't understand. That's why I'm asking, like, do we recognize the American Thanksgiving above and beyond our own? I feel like we do.
I feel like we probably do.
It's because we like the idea of a sale. So we've adopted the Black Friday sale.
Right.
I don't know if we're quite as crazy as the American people when it comes to like.
No, I think our Boxing Day still does a bigger deal than our Black Friday.
Well, because they don't have a Boxing Day sale.
Oh, do they not?
Do they? No. Maybe they do.
I don't know.
Oh, they probably do.
Dear American friends in America. Do you have Boxing Day? Do you have the 26th of December? Is that a big go shopping and spend all your Christmas money day in America? I don't know.
Maybe. Hmm. But, you know, to be honest, like Black Friday, I guess it's a big deal because there are good deals happening.
There are. Yeah. But they happen a week before Black Friday, 3 weeks after Black Friday, right till Christmas. It's kind of like, it loses its hype. To me, the fun of Black Friday or Boxing Day was that it was one day only.
Right.
Like that was the fun, right? You got up at the crack, like when you were like in your 20s, right? Mm-hmm. That was the fun. You got up at the crack of dawn so you could go to the mall and hit all the malls because all those sales were just one day.
And you were just running around.
Yeah, right? They weren't like being average, like not like Leon's, like furniture places where I can get the Black Friday sale all year long, apparently.
Yes, apparently.
Right? So,
well, because I mean, remember watching like back in the good old days? Like the 80s or the 90s,
yes.
Where you watch people on Black Friday literally rip TVs out of people's hands.
Right?
And trample each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's still craziness that goes on that shouldn't. But I don't know. I think we're more subdued. I think that it's a bigger deal than it is in Canada.
I think we like the hype of the American Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we go with it. I'm just wondering if we like it better. That's all. I was just curious.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we probably do like it better.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. You know what I miss, though?
What?
I miss the Sears Christmas Whoosh book.
Oh, this would be the time that it would come out.
And then Eaton's would have one, too.
Yeah, right. But the Sears one, that was the big one, hey?
Yes, it was. That was the big.
Sears,
everything
right?
was in it.
And you went through every single page. You started at page one. Just in case I wanted a new fridge. I don't know, right? But you went through every single page.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that, and like, did you guys have rituals around it? Like your siblings?
Well, when it came, no, not really. But no. When it came and we were looking at it, we would like dog ear a page that we found something in or we'd circle it. And
circle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with us. So I feel that my oldest sister always got the first crack at it. Because she was the oldest, right? So she was going to, right? And did her circling and all the stuff, right? And then I would do the same. And then Krista would do the same after that. But it was like, everything was like, and then I think that there was probably an evening that your parents would take a look through the wish book and see what, right? Because that all, I just magically Santa knew to bring that stuff.
Yes, it's magical.
Right? But we would sit with that wish book for hours and it'd be like, oh, and I want those blue jeans too. Uh-huh. Right. And I want that. That's a nice winter coat. I would like a nice winter coat too from Santa. Right. Like, and then you could get ideas like what you might get your dad. Like, oh, look at that.
Yes.
There's that soap on a rope. I think he's going to like that. Right. And oh, look at, I can get some new handkerchiefs for grandpa.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right? That was hours of entertainment, to be honest.
For sure it was. For sure it was.
Did the Bay ever come out with one? Yes, they must have.
I don't know. I remember Eaton's and I only really remember Sears.
Yeah.
Right? Think of the money that must have cost.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then they sent it to like every house.
Every house got it. And I'm sure it was 400 pages. Like it was huge.
It was huge.
Yeah. Right?
It was like the phone book.
Like the phone book, right? All colored. It was colored.
Oh, God.
Right? That was a big deal.
It makes me want it to. I wish it came back. That would be awesome.
That would help me find my spirit.
A wish book.
Right? A wish book would bring me my spirit quicker. You know what didn't help me with my spirit, though?
Uh-oh.
So on Saturday, I had to go to the Canadian Tire, right?
Uh-oh.
Samantha, I'm going to tell you, right? I'm fed up. I'm fed up with cars. I'm fed up with the ones that are equipped with the camera that does the backing up. That has that has the back. Mine has one too, right? But I'm old school. I still shoulder check. Because you know what all we've done is we've just made a whole shitload of aggressive backer-uppers. Everybody, nobody's shoulder checking. They're just putting their car in reverse and backing out. And I, like, it's way, they're way too aggressive.
Oh my God.
It's aggressive backing up. And it's not cool in my books.
Huh.
Right? Don't you find that?
I find that with trucks.
Well, oh, because the trucks have the backer upper. So big ass trucks that have no business in the front row are now in the front row in the tiny spots because, oh, look at how easy it is for me to get in and out now because I can see. I hate that camera. I hate the camera so much.
Yeah, but if they're not shoulder checking, they potentially could hit somebody though.
Because all you're doing, because your backer upper only shows what's right behind you. Doesn't show what's coming from the side.
Right.
So if I'm backing out of a parking spot in said parking lot, that's great. I can see that nobody's directly behind me, but I'm being an aggressive backer upper and I don't know if somebody's coming from the left or the right because I'm not looking at anything. Right? I'm just backing up because I can see there's nobody behind me.
So this is making people lazy. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's making people, I don't care about the laziness. I think it's making people be really bad and inconsiderate drivers.
And aggressive,
right? Because people are just throwing it into reverse and backing straight out. And it's like, well, hi, somebody was walking. Oh, that's right. You couldn't see them because they were beside your vehicle, which normally your shoulder check would reveal.
Right? Did you almost hit something? Is that why we're talking?
No, I was just watching. And I was just like, this is crazy. Aggressive backer uppers.
Aggressive. Stop it.
Stop being an aggressive backer upper. Right? Slow your roll, people.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay. So I have some bad news.
What? What?
Apparently, bugles are no longer available in Canada.
That is not bad news in my world.
What else are they going to take from us?
You like bugles?
I did. Occasionally, I liked a dry triangle corn,
salty
thing.
Weird shaped thing. Right? Like the Cape of Good Horn, right?
Like a cone on your finger.
Like a cone on your finger, right? I never was a bugles fan, I don't think.
Yeah, but they're gone now. You can't have them anymore. Huh. Done. Done like dinner.
That's what happens, right? All good things come to an end, Samantha.
Well, there's a lot of other things that could go away.
Well, I mean, there's probably better things that they could take before they take the bugles, I would think.
I don't know. Like popcorn twists. Who likes a popcorn twist anymore?
I know. Except for last year. Remember at Christmas, there was that thing on the TikTok where people were taking caramel melted butter and making them with the popcorn twist. That was delightful. But yes.
And again, another example of you can remember something on a TikTok from last year, but you can't remember a phone number.
I love the TikTok. My name is Lisa and I love the TikTok. Right? I really do love the TikTok.
All right. That's let's say goodbye to the bugles.
Okay. Sorry. They got to go. They got to go. Somebody decided they got to go. You know what though? Here's something that maybe ponder this, Samantha. So Martha Stewart, she's been on some of the talk shows lately. She's so funny. She was on Jimmy Fallon and her company has released some new ornaments, new Christmas ornaments, right?
Oh yeah.
And Jimmy had the new ornaments and he was talking to Martha about where did they originate from? And so she was telling them that when she was in jail, she took a pottery class.
Oh,
in jail. Right. And that's how she made them. And then she had her and then there's a number. Right. And she's like, that's my number. But she doesn't call it prayer. Right? And it was so like it was just so funny. So she's kind of popping up everywhere for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what she's doing. Looks like $1 million. She's 80 years old. Right.
Huh.
She's 80 years old. Looks like $1 million. I want her in the squad, I think.
Uh-oh.
I think she's squad worthy.
Well, because she knows Snoop Dogg and Snoop Dogg. You know,
pretty cool. He's pretty happening. He's pretty cool. Right? Pretty happening. But anyway, she was revealing that her celebrity crush is Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's your celebrity crush?
I would say it's Henry Cavill.
I don't even know who that is.
He's Superman. And The Witcher. And on Enola Holmes, he's Sherlock Holmes. That's he's why delightful.
I don't know.
He's That's delightful.
Why I don't know. He's Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, he's English and he's delightful.
Really? Yes. I don't think I really have.
And the guy on Yellowstone, his name is, oh my God, Rip.
No, don't know him.
Oh, he's cute too.
I don't know Yellowstone.
Mm.
Right?
People will know my reference.
I'm sticking with my Jason Bateman.
No, jeez.
That's where I'm staying. I'm staying with Jason
really?
Bateman.
Jason yeah. Bateman?
I enjoy Jason Bateman.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Quite a bit, actually. Quite a bit. Here's something interesting. You know how times are tough?
Yes.
Times are tough. People are cutting back. Everybody's cutting back on something, Samantha. Ready for this? Uh-huh. Shake and bake, right? I don't know if you're a shake and baker. We at Gibson's, we're shake and bakers.
All right.
The shake and bake now, it don't come with the plastic bags.
Oh, is that because they're trying to save the planet?
I don't know. So it just comes with a pouch. So now they think that you should shake and bowl. You put your shake and bake in the bowl. Oh, come on. The beauty of shake and bake was the shake and was the shake.
You could just use your own plastic bag.
You could, but that's not the point, right? I don't want to waste my Ziploc baggie.
So the point was is that they want to, is that you want it back. You want the plastic bag back.
I want the plastic bag back. Don't be shake and bake and then only give me half the product. And then I discovered not too long ago, sometimes I'm going to reveal this ugly secret. We Gibsons will have the hamburger helper.
Oh, yeah.
We don't mind hamburger helper, right? Hamburger needs some help. You buy the hamburger helper. Now, the hamburger helper, the noodles, they don't come in a plastic bag. They're just in the box. So you got your packet or two packets of sauce.
Yeah.
And years ago, the noodles would come in a little plastic bag. Now, now they're just thrown in a cardboard box. And that's kind of gross. It's kind of yucky too, right? Like, dear health and safety. Right?
Oh, my God.
The hell's that about?
Lisa, they're trying to save the planet one plastic bag at a time.
And I get that, right? And I'm going to sound horrible. I like plastic bags. Whether I put my shoes in them or I put an extra sweater in it to take it to work. I said to Mike, right, at the co-op, they're stopping plastic bags as of, I think it's January 7th. I pleaded with him, please don't take our bags for the next month to get groceries. Please just use their bags so we have reserve of bags. He said, no. He said he won't do it. I'm like, please, please just use their bags and then bring their bags home and then we have some bag. No. He goes, no. That's not what they want us to do. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I'm going to miss bags.
I know.
All right. I've adapted to the straws because I don't use a straw. I don't drink anything that has a straw. Right. But I'm not going to be okay with no bags. Telling you that right now.
All right, Lisa.
All right. Just saying.
As you kill the planet one bag at a time.
I'm sorry. If that's the worst thing I do in life, then that's what it's going to be.
Oh, yes.
Right? I'm just saying, right?
Oh, you're so bad.
I know. I'm sorry, right?
Okay, well, Facebook Tuesday. My goodness. Everybody. Nobody likes carrot muffins, apparently.
Which is weird. I like a carrot muffin.
Yeah, they're like, I don't like a vegetable in a muffin. And I'm like, but typically carrots are sweet.
Yeah.
The carrots are pretty sweet.
But
yeah,
you like carrot in a cake.
Yeah.
But not a muffin.
It's like kinda a baby same
cake.
Idea.
It's like a baby cake, dear friends. It's a baby cake.
Yeah. And they didn't like lemon poppy seed.
Which, again, one of my favorites. I love lemon poppy seed.
Me too. And I was shocked that people did not like chocolate chip.
Yeah, right? Everybody was like, leave it for the cookie.
like, why?
They're very territorial over where the chocolate chip should be.
Yes, apparently. Right? It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
But what I thought was really funny is that people started to act like you and they had never had a fruit explosion muffin. So they automatically excluded it just the way Lisa would. Right? I've never eaten it, so why bother?
Right. I've been teaching people these things. Right? Just kind of funny.
Yeah. And then I described the middle to somebody as oozy goodness. And they're like, oh my God, now that sounds like an infection or something. I don't know. I'm like, oh, that's true.
I don't mind a fruit explosion.
Well, because it's just got a gooey, ooey middle to it.
Yeah. Right? People didn't like the banana. They wanted it to be a bread. Yes. It should be a bread, not a muffin. And only thing, nobody poo-pooed the blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people didn't like the apple crumble. There was a tough crowd. You know what I feel, Samantha? I feel people don't like muffins.
I feel like they don't.
I feel like, and I love muffins so much, right? And I feel people are not loving muffins.
No, it was a tough crowd.
Yeah, it was a really tough, tough, tough crowd.
It was a tough crowd.
Right? It was a tough crowd today.
There was only one person who wanted to keep them all. And I'm like, you can.
Yes. Yes, you certainly can. I would keep them all too.
I would probably kick the apple crumble probably.
Nope, I don't mind that one either.
Yeah, I would probably kick that one.
I would keep every one of them. I am not picky with my muffins.
No,
apparently.
You are not. You like them all.
I like them all. I like them all.
All right, guys. If you want to have fun on Facebook, you got to come to Facebook. You got to come check us out. You can connect with us at I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. You just got to join the group. We're on Instagram too, which is, of course, I Shake My Head. Twitter is little_I_shakemyhead. Same with TikTok. It's the same handle. And if you want to, you know, join in the fun on our social media and talk to us, you know that we like that. If you would like to... if you like what you hear, you can go to Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And I'm going to be adding some new stuff real soon, I promise.
Yeah, you said that 3 weeks ago.
I know, I want the Christmas mug. Right? I think it's still there. I just have to activate it. It's coming. Okay. It's coming. I'll post it as soon as it's there.
Okay.
Okay. I'll post it as soon as it's there, Samantha.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can I phone you for a minute?
No.
Yeah. Ready? Ready? Ring, ring, ring.
Yes,
ring,
Lisa. Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi. This is 1952, and I'm calling because I want you to take back your creamed vegetables. Hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
We were having none of that on Friday.
Who serves as your side dish creamed broccoli?
Yeah.
You know my theory, creamed is wartime food, right? It's when they ate the heart and the liver from the turkey and they creamed all the parts. No, that was good, right? The gizzard, creamed gizzard on toast. Everything was creamed and on toast. 1952, man, right? Why are we bringing this? That is a food trend that does not have to come back.
No, that's true.
Right? Because we really just kind of... We came out at the end of that, right? I had a little bit of that in my life because I had a wartime mom.
Yes, you did.
Right? So I had a little bit of like creamed ham on toast and creamed belly button mushroom. Blah. So disgusting, right? It's like organ meat, right? We don't need to eat that stuff anymore.
No, but they say it's good for you.
No, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The only reason we learned about the creamed broccoli is because of what we ordered. And then what did we do? We ordered, basically, we created our own meal and then paid for that.
And paid for that.
Dearly.
Definitely did. Definitely did, right? Yeah, absolutely.
But no, we were having none of that creamed broccoli.
We're having none of that? No. Ew. Yeah.
The waitress wasn't even selling it well.
No, right? How do you sell that? How do you sell? And you know, normally it's like a nice selection of like garden vegetables, but we ran out, so we got some creamed broccoli. Oh,
ugh.
Pass. So disgusting.
Yeah, but while we
that
were
was
sitting
so nasty.
There, but while we were sitting there, it was interesting to watch the people at other tables, and then it got us thinking: is there a dating dress code? Because I was guessing that the people behind us, who were a couple, or they looked like they were on a date or something, she was only wearing a sweatshirt.
Yes, yeah, so she was very casually dressed.
She
was not dressed to impress.
No, and I thought, well, no. Is this a date? It seemed like a first date. Like, it just, they seemed a little, you know, and he wasn't overly dressed either. He was in a plaid shirt. So yeah. I was just like, is this like, we're just checking each other out? We don't want to fully commit.
Or maybe we're really wrong and maybe they're super comfortable with each other.
Or do people just not like get dressed up first? Dating stuff anymore.
I haven't been dating for an awfully long time.
Yeah, but I was just curious. Right? Like, yeah. And like, you know,
what are the rules, right? Like what, like I like to think that people still try to look their best going out. And isn't it dressed to impress? Isn't that the phrase?
Well, I thought it was, but I, you know, again, right. We haven't been doing this for a long time.
Right. And so we're old. So maybe that's changed.
Yeah, maybe. And like, and we were, I don't know. These are the thoughts that we were thinking as we were trying to figure out what people were doing at their tables.
Yeah. Right. Right. New couple, old couple, right. Just dating, just feeling it out, too comfortable. I don't know.
It just seemed odd.
It did seem a little bit odd. So maybe there probably is some, I would think there should be a dress code of some sort.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like, come as you are.
Maybe they're more confident than what we would be then.
I don't know.
Right. I don't know. You know, what's kind of funny though, is this is something new to share. Mike's going back to school. He's going to school. He wants to become a barber.
Oh, is he now?
He feels there's money to be made in hair cutting. So he wants to go to barber. He wants to go to barber school.
Oh dear God. Yeah.
So his ultra cuts is, it's too busy. They they're taking like appointments and stuff. Remember how before it used to be kind of more walk up? It's not so much like that now.
Oh.
So now the tall man, he's got some concerns, right? Because when the guy wants to get his hair cut, it's a little bit more of a challenge to get his hair cut. So he feels if he goes to school to become a barber, he can just take care of it himself and then help all the people around him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. So we'll see how that works out for him.
His big hands.
With scissors. Yeah.
Right? Or anything sharp, or let's anything be sharp. Honest.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. He's just saying it this morning out of frustration. He's really not friends of the podcast. Don't worry, he's not going.
He's not going.
He's not being a barber. He's not being a barber. That's for sure.
Oh my God.
Poor guy just wants to be able to go get his, he works nights. So when he wants to get a haircut, he wants to be able to go get a haircut.
Right.
That's all.
Oh, that's so funny. Hey, well, if he does though, let me know.
I will. Why? Because you might want a haircut?
No, I would love to watch him try to give himself a haircut or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah, I don't know. He's pretty particular. I don't see that happening in his world. So here's something I've been wondering. Do the super wealthy, Samantha, like the super duper wealthy, do they need to be that wealthy?
Yes, but what are they going to do? Give their money away?
I don't know. I'm not saying give it away, but isn't there more things that they could do to help better the world?
Why? They made the money.
I know, but right? But okay. Like, shouldn't they be more generous with their money? Like, they've got more than what they will ever need. I don't know. I disagree with you already.
I
feel I'm more of a giver.
You probably are. Right? I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but just because somebody has like millions or billions of dollars, why is there somewhere in the world or the universe?
You don't think that means that they should help out a little bit more?
That says you have to help out after the $5 billion, like after you hit the $5 billion mark?
Yeah, it's called God saying be a good fucking person. That's what that is, right? And spread your wealth.
But Bill Gates already did that. Man. Bill Gates already, he does stuff like that.
But there's other people that are just as wealthy or even wealthier.
They don't have to. They worked hard for that.
True. They did.
So why should they give their money away?
Because at some point, they already have all the luxury and all the riches that they need, right? So could they not then take some of their extra extravagance and help those I'm saying, I'm not saying like just give it out willy-nilly, but help get your people off the streets, help with the drug problems, help okay. with things like that.
I mean,
no,
that's
not you. Those are, you, those you are win no 70. I don't like you. You're not a good friend. You win 70 million and you're like, fuck you people. I'm not helping you. It's my money.
The guy in Calgary who won the 70 million is apparently going on a Christmas vacation and then going to like, just, you know, put his kids through school. Like he wants to make, hi, you just won $70 million, dude. You're good. Take a day off.
So, yeah.
He's going to go back to work.
Yeah. And do something. Well, because some people like to work. I would probably work too, I think.
Oh my God.
Right? Or I'd volunteer. I would want to do something with my money to help benefit something.
Yes. I'm not. Okay. I was just playing devil's advocate.
Like, no, sound like that.
No, Lisa, there's no tried and true rule that somebody who makes a lot of money got to go give it to somebody else.
No, but you know what? Be a good person. Help out your neighborhood.
Maybe they don't want to be a good person. Maybe nobody helped them when they were struggling. And maybe they think people just got to do it on their own.
Change starts at home.
Change starts at home. Look at you with all this snappy.
Right? I feel very strongly about it.
Okay, well, then you'll be happy to know that Jeff Bezos is going to give away his apparently $124 million.
He just gave, was it him that just gave Dolly Parton $1 million to do whatever, to put towards whatever charity? See, that's good.
But all of a sudden he's changing his tune. Probably because he got bad backlash for, I don't know, building a space shuttle and going to space for no apparent reason.
But according to you, he should be able to do whatever he wants to do with his money. He worked hard, so if he wants to build a space shuttle.
That's my train of thought. I'm just saying, I'm giving you the opposite argument of somebody who's got a lot of money. They're like, why do I got to give it away?
You must have mistaken my approach. I wasn't looking for an argument.
Right? Well, I wasn't looking to agree with you. So.
Well, and you didn't, so people are going to be thinking, okay.
Okay, but speaking of Jeff Bezos, he's apparently giving consumers advice on how to save money.
Nice.
Yeah, no big purchases going into the recession. No TVs, no cars, no fridges, no like large things.
Yeah.
Should we be taking money advice from a bajillionaire?
Well, obviously, he probably at some point must have done something right, self-made.
Do you think he's going to slow down his purchasing? Maybe he'll stop his space shuttle endeavors.
I don't know. I mean, maybe in the realm of what is his reality, right? His reality is way different than our reality, right? So us going out and buying a big new TV might not be practical right now going into a recession. Uh-huh. That it, to him might be like going and buying a new spaceship. So maybe he's going to slow down, right? Right. I think his money is based on, it's a little based bigger than our money.
I just thought it was interesting that he's giving consumers who have so little money compared to him advice on what to buy or not buy during a recession.
I feel he's just trying to be helpful.
And apparently he's going to be super helpful by giving away his money before he dies.
Nice. Well, good. Right. Can't take it with you. So maybe, help the planet, help the world.
Lisa, maybe you should like direct message him, hey, Jeffy, I got some ideas.
I'm not looking for the money. I think people should help out in their own backyards.
There you go.
Right. That's what I'm saying, Samantha.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. Really?
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm not.
I feel that if we win the I feel like if we win the 50 million this weekend, our how we spend it is quite different.
Bye.
right. Yeah. She took her 25 million. I kept one and helped
you
my community.
One.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
How much,
one will get you to the end of your life. For God's sake.
I'll keep five and do give 20 away to to help somebody else.
Okay. Look at you being all saintly and shit.
I know. I'm really nice that way, I think. I feel I'm going to be really nice that way when I get money like that. That's what I would do. You're just going to keep it. I won it. I worked hard for it. Right?
And we got to move on.
We are not agreeing on this. We are not agreeing on that. You know what else I don't know if we're going to agree on?
Okay.
Or we might agree, actually, because I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
A&W is offering a new chocolate bar-inspired dessert. So like one of their turnover type of things.
Uh-huh.
with the introduction of the chocolate turnover made with the Kit Kat.
Oh, I would try that.
I don't think I would do that. I would rather have the apple pie with the cinnamon.
No, I would try. I would just try it to see what it tastes like because I like a really? Good Kit Kat.
Huh. No, no, not me. Not doing it. But this is something I thought of you today or the other day. I was at Starbucks, right? Getting my coffee. Uh-huh. And I saw they have sugar cookie oat latte. And I thought, I bet you would like that.
Oh, my God. As I go into a diabetic coma.
Right? But I bet you would like that, right? Because you like your sugar cookie.
Yes, I do.
And I feel you probably would like oat latte, whatever the hell that is. Yes,
it's probably oat milk.
Right. Which is weird, but.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then, right? So sugar maybe you should cookie. Give that a sugar cookie oat latte. It's one of their featured ones.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might. Yeah. I would probably try that. It's probably very caloric and very sugary.
I'm sure it is. I would like all things Starbucks, right? Like all things Starbucks.
Oh, my God. I was reading an article. Was I reading? Yeah, it was like on my phone. And I was just like, oh, my God, this woman apparently had a total fit because a Starbucks barista had the audacity to put an espresso shot into her little kid's vanilla frappuccino.
Oh.
And all I thought was, if you're having a cow about spending $10 yeah. on one drink for your child and she got a coffee shot, what the fuck are you doing in Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, you're maybe at the wrong place, right?
You're like, small children don't need a $10 drink.
But you should be at the 7-Eleven buying them a hot cocoa. Right? Oh, they don't. God. That's the thing. Kids don't need Starbucks.
No, right? They don't. And no, okay. So she was... And then the irony is funny because she was worried about what the caffeine would do to them. Right? What do you think all that sugar is going to do to them?
Yeah, not so much the caffeine. I'd be more worried about the sugar.
That bucket load of sugar just is hardwiring your child to like freak out.
Exactly. Oh, here's an update. I have officially devoured one shrimp ring.
Oh, my God.
So, so good. So, so good.
Was that during Grey Cup?
Yeah, because it's that season, right?
Yes, it's that season.
It was so good. It was so good. And you know what the other thing, too, that I'm loving that I meant to comment on? Remember how I said that I really like Coffee Mate?
Yes.
So on Saturdays when I'm home, I have two cups of coffee, right? That's my morning ritual.
Uh-huh.
One I have with Coffee Mate and then one I have just with milk, right? Because I don't want to be like too piggy. I love the Coffee Mate one so much better. So good. And it's just the powder, hey, like the old school powder. Love that shit. Right? Dear Coffee Mate, don't ever go away.
Oh my God.
Right? I love it so much.
That is so funny.
You know what I'm wondering? Now with like things being the way they are, do you think people are still HelloFreshing?
Oh, maybe. It's expensive though.
Yeah. But is it any more expensive than going to get in groceries?
Oh, maybe not. The problem
is... I don't know anything about it, right? I've never HelloFreshed.
I did it a little like for a couple of times. And then the last couple of times that I got it, the food wasn't quite like the vegetables weren't quite good. Like,
oh, like you're getting like kind of like the old
sketchy stuff. But cool. I mean, the recipes that they give you are relatively easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it does taste good.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
And you feel like it's just a full meal.
Yeah, I mean, oh, for sure. And you probably have like leftovers for the next day and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, right.
Really, I mean, I still want someone to prepare it. Like that's probably where I'm
more. Right? Like, right. And then that's why we have restaurants.
And that's why you go to that certain section of the grocery store.
Yes, where it's prepared by others, right?
Yeah.
The prepared by others section. And you buy whatever you buy. So what would be your go-to prepared by others supper right now at the grocery store?
Well, if I'm shopping at Save On Foods, they have a really good butter chicken.
Oh, and you always like that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Theirs is really good because it's got lots of chickpeas in it and stuff. So
Yuck. I feel I don't like chickpeas.
Oh, yuck. That's nice, Lisa. That's really nice. That's lovely. Thank you.
Right? I'm just saying, I think I might be allergic to chickpeas. I know. I'm just saying.
Because you've never eaten them. And by the way, chickpeas is hummus.
Yeah, I know. I don't eat hummus either, right? It's ugly food.
Oh, God.
Hummus is ugly food. I'm not eating it.
Uh-huh.
It's not pretty.
And those cauliflower bites that you eat, those are pretty food.
No, it's pretty food.
It's pretty food.
It's okay. pretty food. Yes.
I give up.
That's fine. You can just give up.
Okay. What are you liking less as you get older?
You.
Right back at you.
Right? What? Right? I'm liking you less as I get older, but I feel that that's not going to change. We're in it for the long run, so
this
is what it is, right? That's how I feel that friendship ends, just as it is. It is what it is. What am I liking less? Like, hey, what do you mean? Like, are you talking like TV? Are you talking food? Are you talking...
People.
People. Liking less people, right? Than I used to like in my 20s. I like less people in my 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I like? I like less lineups.
Crowds.
Right? Yeah. I'm fine with a well-behaved crowd.
Yes, but not they're not always like that.
No. You know what I don't like? I don't like, always a pet peeve of mine in the mall is how people can't walk in the right direction.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? I like common sense things that people don't do, I like less as I get older. Yeah. What about you? Same type of thing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of crowds.
No.
I'm never, yeah. Let's see how I do at Joe Coy.
Well, you don't really do, right? Remember Jan Arden, you weren't really super good with the crowd.
Oh my God, I fucking hated that.
Right? So, and we got Joe Coy in like 2 weeks.
I know.
How exciting is that going to be, right?
Woo!
I know, right? I can't wait. Woo! Can't wait. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
What do I like less? I don't know.
I think there's lots that I like less, but I think it's kind of, what I think I like more as I get older is a little bit more me time.
Oh, yes.
Right? I like a little bit more. Like when I was younger, I liked to always be like on the go, always doing something. Now, I don't care if I don't leave the house on the weekend. I'm perfectly fine with that. Right? And then at work and everybody's like, how's your weekend? Oh, did you have a good weekend? Yeah, I did fuck all. I had the best weekend. I did nothing. Right? Saturday, I didn't even get out of my... Saturday, I stayed in my comfy clothes. Did nothing. Did not a thing.
Not a thing. Yeah.
Right? And felt good about it. Didn't even care. Right? So I think I'm starting to like that more.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to become antisocial as I get older or something.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Only come out every now and then. Be like the HHG. Just make an appearance every now and then. I just emerge.
There you go.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Samantha. Do you know what? Like, so I sometimes wonder if, like, you know, like, again, feels like lots has changed, right? Say in the last 10 years. Do you think people are as crafty as they once were? Are they still crafting?
I think so. I think they're still crafting. But they are too, it's too expensive to craft.
Is it too expensive to craft?
Oh, God, yeah. It's very expensive to craft.
So before, people crafted because it was cheaper.
It's not anymore.
It's not now. Now, they caught on. Really? I did not know this because I'm not crafty, right?
No, neither am I.
Huh.
I saw a meme or something on Facebook. Remember back in the good old days when you did all this and... Now it costs you $92 to do it. And you could have just bought it for $5.
Like. Right? To make that Christmas decoration. $92 and 6 weeks of painting. Right? Yeah, that's exactly it, right?
Yeah.
Why do people even bother anymore?
I think if people are crafty and they're still crafting, is because they enjoy it. I don't think they're doing it because they think it saves them money.
Right. But new people, I don't think that new people are joining crafting.
Well, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Right.
Lots of people are restoring furniture and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a big one, right?
That's a big deal.
Not for me. I don't want to do that. I just want to buy some new furniture if I'm going to do that. I don't want to go to all that work. I'd rather just go buy some new one, some new stuff things.
Yeah. And my, you know, that's funny because my mom said something funny the other day. I didn't say anything. And I'm like, okay. Because my mother loves a good thrift moment.
Right.
She's not like her daughters. Her daughters are not like those people.
Right.
Or at least not me. My sister, I don't know, maybe she does, but no, I'd say probably not. But my mom's like, well, you know, I like to go thrift shopping. I like to go to Valley Village. She goes, I like to recycle. I'm a recycler. I'm like, you like old shit. Like, that's not the same thing.
It's not the same. It's not the same, right? Not the same. And she likes to buy people shit.
Yes, she does.
Right?
She loves nothing better than a good... Oh my God. In the summer, my sister and I made her so happy. We actually went garage sailing with her.
Oh, good God. My goodness, right?
She loved every minute of it. And I'm like, and I can't stand this shit.
No, right? I don't want to buy anybody else's crap. Right? It's at the end of your driveway because you're trying to throw it away. Right? It wasn't good enough for you anymore. Oh, but maybe it's good enough for the neighbors. No, yeah. I hate that sort of stuff too.
She, you know, there are things that she does find like that are pretty good. I will give her that.
And I'm sure people do.
Yes.
Right? I'm sure people do.
But I hate the idea of rummaging. I think, ugh.
Yeah, right? Like I don't have the patience or the energy for that sort of thing anymore.
I do not. I don't mind. No. Though I don't mind going antique shopping, but I also don't feel the need to buy anything when I antique shop. I just like looking at it.
I don't even want to look at it. I'm good. I'll sit on the bench. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, Samantha. That's kind of funny.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at people not using their manners. I'm not hearing a lot of please and thank yous.
Uh-oh. That's your super pet peeve.
That's my super pet peeve, right? Because I say thank you and I say please and thank you to everything.
You do. Right?
I am a please and thank you person. And when I don't hear those please and thank yous, it gets me all riled up. Right? Why can't we say please and thank you? It's not a whole lot. Thank you. Please. Oh, yes, please. Thank you very much.
Would you ever do that to a total stranger?
What? Correct them?
Yes.
I could, I bet you. I bet you I could. Yeah, you know, I think I would be the person who'd be like, you're welcome, if I felt I needed to do, right? I just think it's basic. We learn it at a really young age to say please and thank you.
Yes.
And I don't know when we just stop using it, but there's a certain point in our life, people drop it off, right? They drop it like it's hot. And I think we need to bring back the manners. Uh-huh. I think it's okay. What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
People who deep fry vegetables.
Why do you have an issue with this?
I have it starts with the deep fried pickle.
You hate the pickle. You hate
The deep fried pickle. I think it's disgusting. A pickle should not be hot. I don't understand why we're doing that.
Ugh.
And, you know, I like things that are deep fried, but I don't understand, like, why are we deep frying vegetables?
No, I'm like, fine, like with the cauliflower, a zucchini.
Remember when they used to do like deep fried mushrooms, deep fried cauliflower, deep fried like zucchini?
They'd have the platter, the deep fried heart attack platter.
But it was a vegetable.
But it was a vegetable, so people thought it was okay.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That was very 80s, I think, the deep fried platter.
It was very 80s, but really what got my goat is that I saw the deep fried pickle somewhere.
I know, right? You have rage over the pickle. Yeah, you really do, right? You hate deep fried pickles so much. It's kind of funny.
And people are like, they taste so good. I'm like, no, they don't. No, they don't.
So what about a pickle chip? They took the pickle, cut it into like a chip, and like not like a French fried chip, but like a potato chip looking chip, and deep fried that. Would that be better?
No.
Still no.
It's still a hot pickle.
It is still a hot pickle.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no. So you're saying no to that.
I don't want to get it. I don't need people to explain it to me.
Fair enough.
I don't.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Done.
Right? No pickle. No pickle.
Stop it.
Stop deep frying the pickle.
Just stop deep frying shit.
She's not the girl who wants that. Stop deep frying your shit like that. Right? But then I don't want them to stop. Don't deep fry a cookie. That's disgusting.
Oh, see, and I would think that would be okay.
No, I don't want a deep fried Oreo. I don't want a deep fried Mars bar.
No, but do you remember when they deep fried ice cream?
I don't want that. I don't want any of that.
No, but it was really good though.
No, I want a funnel cake if you're going to deep fry me something. Make it a funnel cake. Thank you. That's good. That's where we differ.
All right.
Where we differ, Samantha.
All right, guys, if you want we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com, or you can direct messages through Facebook and Instagram, and you might just find it being mentioned during an episode.
Absolutely.
We want to thank John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting.
Looking forward to the report from the Dunkin' Donuts, Mr. Domingo.
I have no doubt that he'll be right on that.
Right. And normally, right, I'm not always a fan of his reporting, but I'm excited about this one. Dear Lord, let it be as good as I hope. Okay. That's what I got to say to that. Samantha, we're at the end of the show again.
I know.
Holy moly, right?
And here we go again.
Here we go again. Another show, another day, another time. I don't know, whatever. I don't even know what to say because we don't know how to wrap it up.
No, because it's here we go, here we go,
here we go, here we go again. This is where I could do my puh-puh-puh-puhs.
No, don't.
No.
No puh-puhs?
Nope. No puh-puhs.
Nope.
Okay, fine.
No,
fine.
We're going to end it now. We're going to
okay.
Just
all right.
Be done.
All right. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.